You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning, we are with Patricia Baranowski-Schneider once again, founder and president of Pristine Advisors, a marketing and communications professional with over 23 years experience in the financial communications and media relations industry. Also joining Patricia Baranowski-Schneider is Sarah Jenkins, the CEO of Better Business Marketing, a nationally award-winning company with 3 years of experience leading corporate marketing and internal communications for multi-million dollar companies across diverse industries. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us.
You're quite welcome. So for the benefit of our listeners, Patricia, tell us again about Pristine Advisors.
Well, we're a full-service investor relations and public relations and media relations firm. We service all types of companies, from the Fortune 500 firms to the mom-and-pops to the closed-end funds and exchange-traded funds. Our staff are all senior staff, with each of us having a minimum of at least 10 years or more. That's an advantage in that each of our clients get top-notch service. Clients are not paying to have an assistant account executive learning the ropes at their expense. I myself have been in the industry for over 25 years, starting from the ground up, so I have a strong sense of every aspect in the industry of the IR and PR business, and it's the same case with all of our staff. Between myself and my colleagues, we've worked on clients such as stock exchanges from Paris, Moscow, Luxembourg, Athens, Zurich, as well as blue chip companies including Lafarge, Coca-Cola, Deutsche Bank, as well as REITs, ETFs, CEFs, big corporations, down to the small businesses, both local and international. We're problem solvers, team players, crisis management, and innovative thinkers. We think outside the box and really take the bull by the horns when it comes to challenges. What I love most about us is the passion that each team member has for the work that we do. Not every company can say that its employees actually love their job, but here each one of us really take our job personal. We treat every client as if they're our only client. We go above and beyond in our work and really are passionate about the work that we do. We have a stellar reputation for providing results for our clients, and some of our clients we've had for over 16 years, and they continue to recommend us to other firms. So we believe that speaks volume to the quality and dedication that we provide to each and every one of our clients.
Sarah, as someone who has collaborated with Pristine Advisors, tell us about your company, Better Business Marketing.
Yes. Better Business Marketing is an international marketing firm, and I've worked with the team at Pristine Advisors in the past while at different firms and have always been impressed with the passion they each bring to their work. One of the things that stands out most for me was a few years back when we wanted to brand a specific product and had reached out to several marketing firms for assistance. We were shot down by each and every one of them. Upon speaking to Patricia, she was very eager to help. When I mentioned that everyone else had told us no, it was impossible, she replied with no, is not in our vocabulary. Just because something cannot be done easily doesn't mean it cannot be done. And that has always stood out with me. As I mentioned, I have known each of the staff members at Pristine for many years through various firms. So when I heard they were joining forces to form Pristine a few years back, there wasn't a doubt in my mind that it would be a powerhouse firm. Each member has their own unique background and specialty skills, so together they are unstoppable. They're the most innovative firm I've seen, always thinking ahead and outside the box on what could we do better and different to help their clients stand out and ahead of their competition. One doesn't have to take my word for it. Try having a conversation with Patricia. It's actually often very funny. Within one sentence, she has three conversations with you. Her mind is just always going nonstop, and the ideas come flooding in. As a client, I find myself racing to grab a pen and paper to start taking notes to keep up with her. She and her team are amazing. They have decades of experience behind them, and as such, have done a lot of trial and error and simply know what works.
How has Pristine Advisors customized a plan to successfully represent your brand?
Well, for starters, they did an analysis of the business and then a comparison of our peers. Then they worked with us on our budget to determine which was the best course of action that would work within our budget. The plan involved a roadshow, revising our marketing materials, learning the ropes within the social media circles, follow-up methods, event management, and so many other things. It's often scary at first to touch your toes into things that you're not familiar with, such as, for us, social media. However, Pristine Advisors are always so compassionate and understanding and basically held our hand and reassured us throughout our efforts. They don't just throw ideas at you and walk away. They work with you every step of the way to make sure you understand everything. It's reassuring to know that at any time I had a question or was unsure of something, they're just a phone call away. All they ask is that you trust them on their ideas. They have proven results, and they would not steer us wrong. We never doubted them once. We've seen their success stories in other clients as well. At the end of that campaign, it was a success indeed. Our books were ahead for the year and continue to grow each quarter. We couldn't have done it without Pristine's advisors' help.
Today we are joined by both Patricia Baranowski-Schneider, founder and president of Pristine Advisors, and Sarah Jenkins, the CEO of Better Business Marketing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Patricia, when working with CEOs like Sarah, how do you devise an effective communication strategy?
Well, there's several things to take into consideration. First is the client's budget and how willing is the firm to take action on your recommendations. We can recommend the greatest plan. However, if the firm's not willing to take action with it and it fails, we don't want that to look negatively on us. So that's one of the things that we mention up front. For example, if a client wants our help, we want to make sure that they're willing to follow through on the plan that we set forth for them. For example, if we set up media interviews and they're the type of client that hides from the reporter, then we don't want to get blamed in the end for lack of media exposure, right? Not to mention that that would tarnish our relationship with the reporters for other clients as well. So there's several things that we ask from the client as well. It's a two-way street, and we want to work as a team and work together. And as such, we need a commitment from them as well. And we ask if they trust us and follow through on the plans that we create. Now, of course, these plans are put together, spoke about, tweaked accordingly along the way, etc. We want our clients to feel comfortable with the plan we set out. So in terms of strategy, we discuss their budget, then devise a plan that best fits within their work, works within their budget. We prioritize their goals and find the best methods to achieve these goals within the budget. We also take into consider their location. For example, if there's someone who's international, such as Asia, for example, obviously that would consist of a different type of plan than someone who's in the U.S. and can speak and meet with local investors, reporters, analysts, customers, etc. So then we set our own goals internally and check them weekly against the plan to see if we're meeting the targets and goals that we set forth, and if not, we may need to adjust the plan a bit so that in the end all goals are met within their budget.
And Sarah, how does this representation continue to distinguish your brand from the competition?
Well, for one, Pristine Advisors doesn't just get us to the finish line and walk away. As I mentioned before, they continue to help us branch out to meet new customers, to remain competitive in the marketplace, and to stay on top of the competition with such things as webcasts, meetings, media exposure, networking events. They like having our own, it's like having our own private administration staff always tapping us on the shoulder saying, hey, there's an amazing event that takes place and you should meet with like A, B, and C or X, Y, Z. It'd be a wonderful networking opportunity for you to meet and greet potential customers. They'll recommend us to attend, or say it's been over a month and we haven't done something, you should put your name on the map. It's time we do an informative webcast, which we'll market and get some media exposure, and then we'll utilize the social media menus to help spread the word. Pristine Advisors even had us redo our website and utilize search engine optimization to help draw traffic to our site. Prior to this, our website hits were maybe 30 hits a month at best. We're now in the thousands each month. This is huge for us. Before, we were running around trying to find people. Now people are coming to us instead. This is a tremendous value to us. There's nothing more flattering than attending an event and having someone come up and introduce themselves to me and say, I heard about you through this company and wanted to introduce myself. That means people are taking note of who we are, and for us, that's huge. We owe our recognition to Pristine Advisors. No one knew who we were prior to them coming in and bringing us to the surface. They stand true to their word. They help clients get in front of the audience that matters most, and for us, that's exactly what we needed.
And finally, for both of you, what advice do you have for companies that seek to integrate communications, IR, and PR into their marketing?
In our eyes, they go hand in hand. We don't want to use the term too loosely, though. IR to us relates to communicating with your shareholders, investors. PR relates to event management. We also like to incorporate media relations, helping clients gain positive media exposure. And marketing to us is taking that whole pitch and bringing it to the forefront of the world. If a company only has media and nothing else, that's only a small piece of the pie. If your entire audience doesn't read the publication that you're quoted in, then you lose that value in that article. If you're not reaching out to your investors, who, by the way, hold a lot of power, then all of the PR marketing in the world is not going to save you when investors revolt, not to mention not utilizing IR sends a poor transparency message which can greatly harm a company. Not attending events that your peers are attending or not hosting conference calls or webcasts when your peers are will just put you further down the page. And lastly, doing all of this but not letting the world know that you're doing it will, again, just push you further down the page. So to us, each aspect is an important one, and together combining them all will help the client become number one.
Yeah, and well, we are a testament for what Patricia just said. We've been trying various methods on our own that just weren't proving successful. We didn't realize the connection between all of these. We just thought that if we sent out emails and brochures, that business would be flooding in. But that wasn't the case at all. Pristine Advisors actually explained how, just like a puzzle, certain pieces need to fit together to complete the big picture. We followed their lead and worked with them throughout the program and tweaked it along the way in the end, and it was a success.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Pristine Advisors online?
Sure. Our website is actually www.pristineadvisors.com, and that's advisors with an E, PristineAdvisors.com. On that site, you'll have access to our blog, to our newsletters, to our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We also have, for closed-end funds, a closed-end fund sub-category, which is www.cefnetwork.com.
Certainly appreciate the both of you joining us. They are Patricia Baranowski-Schneider, founder and president of Pristine Advisors, a marketing and communications professional with over 23 years' experience in the financial communications and media relations industry, and also Sarah Jenkins, the CEO of Better Business Marketing, a nationally award-winning company with 3 years of experience leading corporate marketing and internal communications for multi-million dollar companies across diverse industries. And the website, once again, of reference is pristineadvisors.com. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.